After our Lord crossed the sea in the storm and brought the disciples in their boat to the farther shore near Capernaum, the crowd the next day followed, looking for him, and wondered how he got there. And they asked him, "When did you get here?" And he said, "You're looking for me now, not even to see the signs, but because you had bread yesterday and you want more. Work not for the bread that perishes, but for the bread that the Son of Man will give you." And they said to him, "You see, what shall we do? What work shall we do to have this bread?" What works, actually? And Jesus said, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." It's the work of God. That means on one level, it's the work we do to honor God. We believe. But at a deeper level, it means this is the work that God will do in you if you will yield to him. You will believe. That's why today we have, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him." Our faith is a work of God in us. And it's the foundation for this whole discourse. You see, by faith, we can yield to this action of the Father, and we take in the truth. We eat the truth. We take it in. This is the foundation, this faith. And then that's completed by this gift of the very wisdom of God himself to us personally, in the bread and in the wine. Now, our text begins with one among many of the allusions to the desert. The Jews murmured. That's a key word in the whole desert wandering. They murmured. "How can he say, 'I am the bread come down from heaven,' when we know his father and mother, we know all about him?" Obstacle number one, right? "I think I know." Instead of letting this statement of the Son of God enter our heart and dictate how we're going to think about this. See, if it's Jesus, the Son of God, we can yield to him. We can listen to him. Of course, they don't. That's why Jesus said, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me." No one has ever come to Christ in the Old Testament or in the New unless the Father draw him. "And I will raise him up on the last day." It's a promise. You believe, you come to me, and you last forever. This bread I give you is the bread of immortality. St. Irenaeus, commenting on these texts, said, "You know, it is impossible for a body into which has come this sacred Eucharist, if it does not turn from God, it's impossible that that person die forever. It's impossible that that flesh not rise again. It's been touched by the body of Christ, the living, eternal Son of God." Now our Lord goes on to speak about how this instruction, this anointing takes place. "It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God." It's a text from Isaiah. In other words, wisdom, which is concentrated in the wisdom incarnate, Jesus Christ, and in his body and blood, you see, comes to us from the Father. If we grasp this, we start to become wise. We know him. There is nothing more precious than to know him. But this is a work of God. Not that anyone has seen the Father, and you won't, but now, but you will. Except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. He can tell you. And then we have this coming together of taking in Christ and belief. I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. Eternal life. That means if we believe, if we are yielding, if we are taking this reality into us by the power of God, we're going to live forever. We have nothing to be afraid of. We are going to live forever. That's why the Son of God came, to restore us once again to our heritage. The last thing God ever wanted to see was human bodies decomposing, dying. He never wanted that. It was sin under the movement of Satan that brought that into the world, because it's separation from God, who is life. Then our Lord returns to this scene, and this time unlocks for us the secret of why his body, his flesh, gives us life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven. Manna came down from heaven. They ate it and they died. It was a promise. It was a language. It was a way of promising. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. Now that's a promise. That means even if we die, we don't die, because we're never out of contact with the infinite source of life. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. How many times has he promised us this? And now he unlocks the secret of it all. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. And now we have the reason why this bread that he gives us produces life, eternal life. It's the bread that was the flesh that was given for the life of the world. It's the flesh through which coursed the act of love in which Jesus Christ died. And in the power of the Holy Spirit, gave himself totally up to the Father. And it's that act of love coursing through this body of Christ that is the seed of his own immortality. So that on the third day, he was raised by the glory of God, St. Paul tells us, by the Spirit of God. The reason why the flesh of Jesus is giving eternal life is because it was offered up to the Father in an act of love that goes beyond anything we could possibly imagine, anything we could possibly grasp. But that coursed through this flesh and made this flesh life-giving forever. This is my flesh for the life of the world. And so he ends this section. Actually, those last words begin the next section with this explanation. Why does his flesh give eternal life? Because it's suffused with eternal life. It is already on fire with the Spirit. St. Ephrem tells us, you receive this bread, you receive the fire of the Holy Spirit. This is the privilege we have. So let's turn to the Lord. Keep our faith alive. We're going to profess our faith right now and realize that this flesh and blood that we receive has been offered in an unbelievable act of love, a sacrifice that goes beyond anything any created mind could grasp, and is now a living, radiant, eternal source of life. And that means we're called to that. You see, we're called to that life. You can tell if you're alive if you love.